All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Mark Simmer along with the Butch Schaefer coming to you live from a cold but heated up Jerry Litt Memorial Stadium as the Chillicothe offense is keeping everybody warm here tonight as they are right now on top of the visiting Pembroke Hill Raiders by a score of 14-0. Two rushing touchdowns by Josh Keeley is what has been the difference. Keeley scored from 20 yards out on his first rushing touchdown and 30 just a moment ago. And here's the kickoff again by Willard. It goes sailing into the end zone for a touchback. Well, Butch, Pembroke Hill really hasn't had that. They've done a pretty good job moving the ball on offense if you're between the two 35-yard lines on the field, but they can't get any closer than that. Their special teams have failed them, and they were unfortunate. They were not successful in a 4th-and-1 on their first possession. Burt Bean is in shotgun formation. Kasemu is to his right, awaiting the snap. Now he gets it. Back to pass. Throws to the right, off the hands of Wolf. Number 23, or Berwin, Nathan Berwin, coverage by Dylan Munson.
Got a score of interest here. Kearney is ahead of St. Joe Lafayette by a score of 14-0. Platte County is leading Smithville 7-0. And Maryville and St. Pius are scoreless in the first quarter, all those scores in the first quarter.
Of course, that Maryville and St. Pius game we're watching very closely. The winner of that game will play the winner of this game. Here's Burt Bean on 2nd and 10. He throws it again for Barnwell, and it's incomplete over near the east sidelines. Dylan Munson on the coverage again. This Bean has a fairly strong arm. He kind of throws a little sidearm, not so much over the top, but sidearm.
He just stands back there in that shotgun formation. He just stands there and kind of watches for his receivers to get open and throws it.
He has a quick release.
Yes, he does. And that makes it tough to put any sort of rush on him. He's back quite a ways in that shotgun.
All right, on 3rd and 10, Kasemu is to his right. Goes back to pass. Throws over the middle. It's caught at the 40. What a beautiful throw by Burt Bean as he hit Berwin on the run going down the middle. Adler Marshall was on the coverage, but you can't throw a better pass than that one, Butch.
Yeah, that was perfectly thrown. And they got the ball down to the 50-yard line again, does Pembroke. That's another first down.
Actually, Adler had good coverage on the guy.
Yes, he did.
He was right alongside him. He just tucked that throw right in there.
Good athletic move there.
All right, Kasemu is to the left. Now back to the right of Burt Bean, who's in shotgun formation. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left on first down. From the 50, it's a pitch out to Kasemu. He crosses midfield and is chased out of bounds. Now a late flag comes in where Kasemu went out of bounds, which was the Hornet 45. Cade Burton was the first one to get out of push him out of bounds here, but there is a flag where he went out of bounds.
Yeah, I'm afraid that might be a late hit, but the referees are over there thinking about it. They don't have either captain. Let's see what they're going to call here. They're still the referee, the white hat's come out to the hash mark, and he's talking to the linesman, trying to decide what the call is. I'm not sure what's going on, Mark.
Are they
going
to put the headsets on here, Butch?
I don't know.
Bring out the laptop to look this over?
Look it over.
Back at New York, or what's the deal here?
Yeah, here we go. We got
personal foul called against Chillicothe. A personal foul called against Pembroke.
An offsetting penalty.
All right.
So that'll be they'll give him the gain, which will make it 2nd and 7. The ball's at the 46-yard line of the Hornets. Not sure. I didn't see anything. I didn't see what happened. But
I didn't either.
Obviously, there was some sort of defugally going on over there.
All right, here's Pembroke up to the line of scrimmage. 2nd and 7 at the Hornet 46-yard line. Bean throws from midfield. Batted again, this time by John Burke.
Big old John.
Well, Butch, I'll tell you what. They saw something in the films. You got to believe it. We talked about how he kind of throws it sidearm. It doesn't come out very high when he throws it, for sure.
And right.
These
right.
guys, the Hornets, are just taking advantage of that. And that's the third pass that's been deflected.
That's right. And now we got a third down and seven. The ball at the 46. Another big play here for the Hornet defense. Get a stop here, get the ball back, and get this offense rolling. Get the offense on the field here.
Third down and six for the Raiders at the Hornet 46-yard line. Four wide receivers are set. Kasemu is in the backfield, and whistles are blown before the ball is snapped. Flag is thrown. Too much time. Delay of game against Pembroke.
I mentioned they take a lot of time.
They did.
In the huddle. And that time it cost them. Took way too much time as we've got 4:28 to go in the first quarter. Chillicothe leading 14-0.
They're going to say it's a third down and 11 now for Pembroke at their own 49. Bean in shotgun formation. Kasemu to his left hip. Here's the snap. He's going to pass it. Going to go down the east sidelines. He was hit as he unloaded. It's intercepted at the 32. Intercepted by Schaefer. He's going down the east sidelines. Cuts it up through two defenders. He's at the 20. They said he went out of bounds, and flags are thrown at the 48-yard line of Pembroke.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
He just stopped running. I don't know if they blew a whistle.
They must have blown a whistle, because I guarantee you Brett's not going to stop.
He was gone, too.
For the heck of it.
Holding.
They must have said he stepped out of bounds and blew the whistle. I didn't think he was out of bounds, but. Anyway, Chillicothe's got the football. That's the important thing at their own 42-yard line.
Brett Schaefer intercepted that pass with 4:13 remaining in the first quarter. Handoff by Keeley. He's got the ball across the Hornet 45, breaks off several defenders, gets into Pembroke territory, and is finally brought down at the 46-yard line. Finally brought down by five Raiders. Pembroke's got to be going, what do we got to do with this, Josh Keeley? Well, they did have a little success there, did the Raiders, Butch. The last two carries before that one, he scored on touchdowns. That time they were able to stop him, but not before he picked up a first down. Schaefer wide to the right, now back to the line in motion. Pitchback goes to Dylan Munson. And Munson crosses the 40, gets across the 35, and is brought down at the 33. Looks like he might have picked up another Hornet first down. Joe Graves and Aaron Berkowitz were in on the tackle for Pembroke Hill.
I hesitate to say this, but Brett got a great block on that play that kind of set that up for Dylan Munson. It's so important for that blocking to set up, and that's why this yardage is so good, is because we've got a great offensive line and backs that know how to block.
Munson and Staten are wide to the right. Here's Keeley with the carries at the 30. Got tripped up at the 25. Tripped up at the 25, or else he would have had the first down. Let's see if they're going to. Oh, they did give it to him. They gave him a favorable mark there, and it's another Hornet first down. Tackle made by Hank Newell. 325 remains in this first quarter. Chillicothe leads 14-0 over Pembroke Hill, and they are stunned right now, are the Raiders. First and 10 for the Hornets at the Pembroke Hill 20. Keeley in the backfield along with Schaefer. Handoff to Keeley. Keeley goes off left tackle. Tries to get across the 20. This time he is brought down quickly by Jack Staker and Yakini Kasemu.
And bring up a second down and 9. The ball at the just past the 20-yard line. of Pembroke. So Chillicothe is 20 yards from the goal line here as we've got 2:37 to go in the first quarter. Chillicothe leading 14-0.
Second down and 9 for the Hornets, just inside the Pembroke Hill 20-yard line. Willard under center, rolling to his right. Second pass of the night, throws. It's caught at the 5. Touch, did they give him the touchdown? Touchdown, Trace Staten. That touchdown by Trace Staten comes with 2:17 remaining in the first quarter. It's now Chillicothe 20, Pembroke Hill 0. Willard, 2 for 2 so far in the extra point department. Awaiting the snap is Schaefer. He puts it down. Here's the kick. It hits the upright. It's no good. Hits the left upright and is no good. So with 2:17 remaining in the first quarter, it's Chillicothe 20, Pembroke Hill 0. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. We have 2:17 remaining first quarter. Chillicothe leads Pembroke Hill in this Missouri Class 3 District 8 football game 20-0. Just a moment ago, Jack Willard threw a touchdown pass, his 6th of the season, 7th of his Hornet career, to Trace Staten, his 3rd touchdown reception of the season and 3rd of his Hornet career. And here's the kickoff by Willard that goes into the back of the end zone for a touchback. That last offensive drive, though, was set up by the first turnover of the night. This one came courtesy of the Pembroke Hill Raiders as Brett Schaefer intercepted a pass and gave the ball back to Chillicothe. Brett now has 1 interception in each of the last 3 games. He has 4 interceptions on the season to lead the Chillicothe defense.
Yeah, I still don't. I'm going to go down on the field here in the second quarter. I got to find out what happened there. I guess he stepped out of bounds. Oh, well, it was a penalty on it, so it wouldn't have been a touchdown anyways.
Burt Bean in shotgun formation. Yakimu, or Kasimu to his left. And Bean runs with it, and he is sacked by Cade Burton, along with Keeley and Trace Staten.
That's what we want to see that Hornet defensive line do, is stop him for no gain. Actually, he maybe lost about a half. Well, yeah, there they're going to mark it. He's 2 yards. He lost 2 yards on that play. So they bring up a 2nd down and 12 from the Pembroke 18-yard line.
Butch, how far did that pass from Willard to Staten cover, do you know?
It was probably about
19
yards. I can tell you.
I think it was 19.
Okay. I can tell you for sure in just a second.
2nd down and 13 for Pembroke Hill. Here's a throw. It's caught. Caught for a first down by Nathan Berwin. Brett Schaefer on the tackle. Another first down picked up by Pembroke Hill. They can move the ball.
Yes, they can. They've shown that. Okay.
All right, it'll be a 1st and 10 for the Raiders at their own 34-yard line. Burt Bean, your quarterback,
okay,
has had 3 passes deflected so far tonight in this first quarter. 1 wide receiver's wide to the left, 3 are to the right. Kasimu is in the backfield, and a flag goes up
Too much time. That pass play was good for 20 yards.
20 yards. All right. Thank you.
Five-yard penalty will put the ball back at the 30 of Pembroke. I can't believe Pembroke, the time they're taking between plays.
No sense of urgency, that's for sure.
No, there isn't. There really isn't. And
they don't want to get too further behind. I'm afraid they're probably their 2-minute offense maybe isn't that quick either.
That's right.
Burt Bean in shotgun formation. Here's the snap. Back to pass, standing in his own 20. Overthrows the intended receiver. Number 23, Nathan Berwin. Dylan Munson was on the coverage, and it'll now be a second down and 15 for Pembroke Hill at their own 30-yard line. Chillicothe has scored on every offensive possession in this game so far. We still have 41.6 seconds remaining in the first quarter. This capacity crowd enjoying the festivities by the Hornet football team. On second and long, Beans rushed out of the pocket, and he throws it away incomplete. Eric Davis applying pressure to Burt Bean. That's one thing that Bean doesn't have. He doesn't have a real big offensive line to go up against this big defensive line of Chillicothe. And every once in a while, Chillicothe's able to get in there and get him out of the pocket.
Yeah, Chillicothe's defensive line probably outweighs their offensive line by about 50 pounds per man. There's a big size discrepancy there.
Third and 15 for Pembroke Hill at their own 30. Bean takes the snap. Bean unloads it. It was partially hit and it goes incomplete at the 49 of Pembroke Hill. The intended receiver was Henry Hogan. Connor Sewell was on the coverage of Hogan, but it looked like Bean, as he was unloading the ball, was hit in the arm.
Yeah, that was a wounded duck coming out here. One of the Pembroke players, I wasn't quite sure, that he almost came back and made the catch on that wounded duck, so. Let's see if we can get another block punt.
Bean, the quarterback, will be doing the punting chores. Here's the snap. There's the punt. Almost blocked again. This one lands at the 50 and takes a Hornet bounce into Pembroke territory to the 47-yard line is where the Hornets will have it at Pembroke's 47-yard line. Chillicothe will have it first and 10. They have the advantage on the scoreboard, does the Hornets. They're leading 20-0. With 23.9 seconds remaining in the first quarter. We've had two Josh Keeley touchdown runs, a 20-yard and 30-yard touchdown run, and Trace Staten with a 20-yard touchdown reception from Jack Willard. Schaefer wide to the right. Now he moves back towards the line. Back to pass goes Willard. Willard's looking for Schaefer. He's got it at the 25. Schaefer gets across the 20 and is brought down at the 16-yard line. Tackle made by Joe Graves. That pass completion to Schaefer Butch puts Jack Willard over 1,000 yards passing in his Hornet career.
That was a nice play that time.
Three backs in the backfield. Handoff is to Keeley. Keeley goes off left tackle, is met nicely by the Pembroke defense and brings him down for maybe a yard. And that'll be the final play of this first quarter here on Bob Fairchild Field as the Missouri Class 3 District 8 football game between Chillicothe and Pembroke Hill is right now 20-0. Chillicothe on top as we go into the second quarter. Let's take a timeout. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI.